Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Mem. It's page Lamed Gimel, left-hand column on the bottom. The last item we spoke about was the topic of Mishpat and Stoka, how both are extremely necessary, and if there's any imbalance, it creates problems. And Rav Nosson Zal brought extraordinary proof from the highest level. He gives the example of the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Mishpat Utzdaka B'Yaakov, that by him there was the perfect balance between both. That's why the children that resulted from him were 100% Bishlemus. He produced a Mito Shlemus, it's called, a complete bed, no Rishoim. Whereas Avram Avinu, despite the fact that he had Mishpat and Tzedakah to a degree, but because he leaned towards Chesed, there came from him a Yishmael, a Ra that comes from too much Chesed in a sense. Yitzchak Avinu, despite the fact that he also had Mishpat and Tzedakah, but to a degree he leaned towards Din, then from him came forth an Esav. And it's only Yaakov Avinu who had the perfect mix of Mishpat and Staka. From him came forth, everything was perfect.
But you said Abraham leaned towards
Chesed.
And he still had Ishmael.
Yes. Because either extreme, either side creates problems. It's only when Mishpat and Staka are perfectly synchronized. It's only when Mishpat and Staka are perfectly balanced, then the result is perfect. Lahavdil.
You went too far.
Exactly. It's not that too far, because actually the shoirish of his neshama was chesed. It's not that he did a cry, he did anything wrong in a sense, but we're being shown that this is the way the world works. This is the way Hashem works. When these two are in perfect balance, then the results are perfect. And when there's any imperfection at all, or any lack of shlemus in unifying these two, you'll see that something bad results from it. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue on this track. Paragraph Mem. V'alkein bayis horishoin, the first Beis HaMikdash, shehoya b'schus Avraham, which was in the schus of Avram Avinu, u'bayis sheni, shehoya b'schus Yitzchok, and the second Beis HaMikdash, which was in the schus of Yitzchok Avinu, Nechrevu al yedei klipas Esav v'Yishmael kemuva. They were destroyed through the klipos of Esav and Yishmael, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Ubayis shlishi hoachroin. Whereas the third Beis Hamikdash she'onu mekavim, which we're hoping for, sheyia b'schus Yaakov, which is going to be in the schus of Yaakov Avinu, yizkayim la'olam. That's going to be the one that's going to be eternal. Ki ikar klolius tzedakah u'mishpat shehem bechinas toira u'tfila biyachad, because the main combination of tzedakah and mishpat, which is toira and tfila, hu bebeis hamikdash, took place in the Beis Hamikdash. Ki mishom teitze toira, the Beis Hamikdash was the ultimate toira center of Am Yisrael, as the pasuk says, ki mitzion teitze toira ki haluchos klal haToira. What was the battery of the whole Beis HaMikdash? What was the life source of the whole Beis HaMikdash? The Kodesh HaKadoshim, which had in it the Luchos, which is the Torah, which is Mishpat. V'shom Mokoim HaTfila. And the Beis HaMikdash was also the ultimate center for Tfila. K'moy Shekosuv Ki Beisi Beis Tfila Yikorei L'chol Amim. Hashem says, my house is a house of Tfila. And we know that all the tefillos that we have today are in place of the karbonos. So we see that the Beis HaMikdash was the ultimate combination of, was supposed to be, the ultimate combination of Mishpat and Staka, Torah and Tefillah. Ve'ikar kiyuma Beis HaMikdash hu kishen nichlelu Staka u'mishpat yachad. The main thing that establishes the Beis HaMikdash and maintains the Beis HaMikdash is when Staka and Mishpat are unified together. K'moy shekosuv b'moshiach, as is written about Moshiach, v'shofat b'tzedek dalim, that Moshiach is going to judge with charity the poor people. Shofat, mishpat, and tzedakah, together. That's the concept of Moshiach. Ukimavur le'el mizeh, as we showed earlier in a chapter in Tehillim, l'shloimoy mishpotechol elikim la'melech tein, you know, tzedakah, how that chapter combined mishpat and tzedakah, and it was all talking about Moshiach. V'alkein, therefore, shnei habatim shehoyu b'schus Avraham v'Yitzchok, the first two Botei Mikdoshois, which were in the Schus of Avram and Yitzchok, She'etzlam loy nichlelu b'shleimus b'chinas tzedakah u'mishpot, where by them, by Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, the mishpot and tzedakah were not mixed together to perfection. B'shleimus, alkei nechrevu. Therefore, despite the fact that the Beis Mikdash lasted 410 years, and the other one lasted 420 years, but it couldn't last forever. It couldn't be forever. Avol bayis hashlishi, whereas the third Beis Hamikdash b'schus Yaakov shezochol lichloil b'shleimus tzedakah u'mishpat, which will be in the schus of Yaakov Avinu, who was zochah to combine tzedakah and mishpat to perfection, al kein yiskayim loilam. Therefore, that's something that will stand eternally. Avol afal pikein muva b'sifrei kodesh she'ikar hagoula ha'achroina tihye al yidei she'yeh nimtak gevurois Yitzchok lebechinas Yitzchok. It's brought in Sifrei Chasidus and Sifrei Kabbalah that the coming of Moshiach, the final geula, is going to be brought about through the fact that the midas hadin, which is represented by Yitzchok Avinu, is going to be sweetened, and Yitzchok is going to become Yitzchok. Yitzchok means laughter, happy, super simcha. Ki ze ikar hatikun. This is the main tikkun. She Yaakov v'Avraham yamtiku gevurois Yitzchok b'shleimus. That Chesed and Tiferes should sandwich the gevura. They should box it in on both sides and be able to sweeten it, be able to work it over. Avram and Yaakov, their job is to sweeten the Yitzchok. Shaydezet tihye hagula achroina. That's what's going to bring about the final gula. Good point that it says that when Yitzchok Avinu was born, she said tzchoik oso li'elikim kol ha'shemei esachekli, but yet there is a difference. It seems that Yitzchok represents a higher level of simcha. Yes, Hashem Yitzchak Lomoy. Exactly, in Hoidu over there, it's spelled in the Sefer Tehillim. Exactly, it's written Yud Shin Cheskuf. In fact, V'ze Bechinas V'zocharti Es Brisi Yaakov V'af Es Brisi Yitzchok V'af Es Brisi Avraham Eskor. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it says, Hashem says, I'm going to remember my commitment, my treaty with Yaakov and Yitzchok and Avraham. Shemaschil tchilo miYaakov. Upside down. Starts first from Yaakov. Ki ikara hageula tihye al yodoi. The reason why it starts first from Yaakov Avinu is because the main geula is going to be bedavka through Yaakov Avinu. Ve'yizkor gam zchus Yitzchok ve'gam zchus Avraham. Ad she Avraham v'Yaakov yamtiku gvurus Yitzchok v'yuchlulu hatzdaka b'mishpat b'shleimus. However, it mentions the other two also, because the geula is going to come about through Yaakov and Avraham being mamtik v'Yitzchok. Shaydeze tihye hageula achroina u'binyan beis hamikdash kanal. That's really what's going to affect the final geula and the binyan beis hamikdash. V'ze shev kosuv eitzel Yaakov v'zocharti v'chein eitzel Avraham kosuv gamkein zikoroin v'af es brisi Avraham eskor avl eitzel Yitzchok loiksiv zikoroin. This is a very interesting thing. Look at that pasuk. V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov v'af es brisi Yitzchok v'af es brisi Avraham eskor v'horetz eskor. The term zikoroin is mentioned only by Avraham and Yaakov, not by Yitzchok. Ki ikar hazikoroin lerachim al Yisrael legoyalo mikol hatzorois vahagolios shehizker mikoydem b'parsha hu rak al yedei Avraham v'Yaakov. The main ability, the main thing that arouses Hashem's memory to remember to have pity on the Jews is the schus of Avram and Yaakov. Shehem yamtiku gvurois Yitzchok. They're the ones who sweeten the gvura of Yitzchok. That's what's going to lead to Hashem taking the Jews out of Golos with his great chesed. Because by Hashem, the tzedakah of chesed always outweighs the mishpot and din. Hashem, who loves both tzedakah and mishpot, chesed Hashem mol oretz, and still he fills the whole world with chesed, implying that despite the fact that Hashem loves both of these, he favors the tzedakah to a degree, he favors the chesed to a degree. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, ki ani Hashem oise chesed mishpot utzedakah b'oretz. I Hashem do chesed, and I also do mishpot and staka, implying that again, always favoring the chesed to a degree. Nimtza.
It's sandwiched there.
Exactly.
You have the chesed,
It's coming in paragraph Mem Aleph. Next paragraph, you're going to see, he's going to show why the main thing is Yitzchak. You'll see in a minute. Uchsiv, ki ani Hashem oise chesed, mishpot utzdoko boretz. Nimtza, shehizkir tzdoko vochesed, keneged midas hamishpot. He mentioned two against one. He mentioned tzdoko and chesed against mishpot. Because Hashem's kindness always outweighs the harshness. Avraham This is the concept of Avraham on one side, Yaakov on the other side, holding on to Yitzchok in the middle to control and restrict and sweeten the din. Lahamtik hadin v'amishpot shaloi. V'alkein al yidei zeh tiye ikra ha-gula. That's why this is what's going to bring about the main gula. Al yidei sheyamtiku gevurois Yitzchok, by sweetening the gevura of Yitzchok, v'yenase mi Yitzchok Yitzchok kemuva, and Yitzchok will be converted to Yitzchok, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. V'ze bechinas soid hatekiyoi samuva bezoyer hakodesh ubiksovim. This is the secret behind tekiya shofar that's brought in the Zohar Kodesh in the Kisvei Arizal, she Avraham veYaakov oichazin beYitzchok lahamtik dinoy veKanal. It's not just Yitzchok Avinu. The shofar is to remind Hashem of the schus of the ayil of Yitzchok, but that's not only what's taking place. It's a combination of Avraham and Yaakov holding on to Yitzchok. That's why you always have the tkiya, and the other thing in the middle. Tkiya shvorim tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya shvorim trua tkiya. The tkiya, smooth, is chesed. Choppy is din. You always have the din, the ikra din, surrounded by tkiyas on both sides. The tkiyas on both sides represent the chasodim that are holding on to the gevura and being mamtik it, working it over in a sense. That's one aspect of it. Ki ikar kol hatikunim nasim barosh shana, because all of these tikunim that we've spoken about in this entire halacha, the main time when they're accomplished is on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz hu ikar bechinas tzmichas keren Moshiach. That's the main time when the light of Moshiach starts to shine forth. As we mention it a great deal in the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, kama shekosuv utzmichas keren ledoved avdecho varichas ner leben yishai meshichecho b'mehera b'yameinu. Now, this is what's mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah many times, that Rosh Hashanah is the main time when we want the beginning of the light of Mashiach to shoot forth. Therefore, since when Mashiach comes, this is going to be the main thing that's going to happen, this sweetening of the din. Therefore, that's what takes place on Rosh Hashanah also. To emphasize what you mentioned before, there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara says that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to say, Hashem is going to approach Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Hashem is going to say to them, your children have sinned against me. So Avraham Avinu is going to say, yeah, they sinned against you, fine. Yimachu al kiddush mecha. Wipe them out. Wipe them out so that your name should be glorified. Then the Gemara says, Hashem is going to go to Yaakov Avinu and say to Yaakov Avinu, Bonecha chotu negdi. Your children have sinned against me. Yaakov Avinu is going to say, Yimachu al kiddush mecha. Let them die to glorify your name. Then the Gemara says Hashem is going to go to Yitzchak Avinu and say to him, Bonecha chotu negdi. So Yitzchak Avinu is going to say, big deal. What are you? So what? You know what? You have ways to forgive. And he'll bring a whole bunch of psukim. And then he'll say, if that's not good enough, then let's split it. You take half and I take half. And he'll bring psukim to prove that. And if that's not good enough, I'll take the whole thing. I'll take the whole rap. And the Gemara there shows from Psukim that that's why it says Avraham lo yadonu. There's a pasuk we say it on Yom Kippur Kotna, I think we mention it, and we mention it in some of the tefillos, that Avraham Avinu didn't know from us. Yaakov Avinu didn't know from us. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who bailed us out in the end. The question is, what are you talking about? Yitzchak is bedavka the midas hadin. It's brought. There's a pasuk that says ki loy. I forget the exact wording in the pasuk, but it says that the geula ha'asid alavo is going to be from gold, not from silver. Silver represents whiteness, chesed, whereas the coming of Moshiach is going to be bedafka's gold, which is reddish, like leaning towards din. That Yitzchak Avinu is going to be the superhero, in a sense, of Bias Moshiach at that time. That it's going to be the hamtoka of Yitzchak that's going to be the main thing. Now, interesting. Our Rebbe Zechon Avraham, Rebbe Rosenthal Zechon Avraham, once mentioned this Gemara in a shir, and he gave a beautiful explanation, because how in the world would Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu say such a thing? So wipe them out, kill them. What kind of statement does that to make? Especially tzaddikim are always supposed to defend the Jews. The explanation that he gave is that this was the greatest defense. It's lahavda, like a case of a child does something against a parent. And the child says, and the parent is reprimanding the child in the worst way. You did such a horrible, terrible thing. The way you did. The child says, "You're right. Here's a knife. Kill me." And he hands the knife to the parent. The parent looks and jumps back. "What are you kidding? I would never. You don't. It's my son." By saying that most extreme statement, they knew that that's what would drive Hashem back, like in a sense. To stop shooting at the Yidden, like, you know, they're terrible. They committed super sin. Sin, kill it. Why? Kill them. What are you crazy? That's my no. They said the most drastic thing imaginable to get Hashem to do the opposite, like to get Hashem to go to the other extreme. That was the explanation of what they said. But still, this is a point that a theme that we're going to have mentioned many times, that the Iker Gula is going to be through Yitzchak Bedavka. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Umachmas she Yitzchok hoyotzorich yoiser lehizgaber beriboy hatfilois," because as we learned yesterday, Yitzchok Avinu was the one who needed more tfilois than anybody else. The reason was because Yitzchok Avinu was midas hadin mishpat. He by nature was mishpat. Therefore, he needed an extreme amount of tfila of tzedaka. To balance out his mishpat, to balance out his din, his midas hadin. Bebechinas vayetar Yitzchok, as we saw yesterday, that the pasuk doesn't say vayispalel Yitzchok. It says vayetar, which Rashi Kodesh says means tremendous amount of tefillah. Al kain ikar hatfila merumos biyoiser bebechinas Yitzchok. That's why the main concept of tefillah is found bedafka by Yitzchok Avinu. Kimarumas benishmas, as is found at the end of the tefillah of nishmas, kemayshekosev, it says over there, befi yeshorim tisraimam, ubesifse tzadikim tisborach, uvilshoin chasidim tisgadosh, uvekerev kidoshim tisalal. If you look at the second word of each one of these, the first letter of the second word spells out the word Yitzchok, and then another word, Exactly. And then in the word tisroimon, tisborech, tiskadosh, and tishalol, the middle letters there of those words spell the word Rivka, so that you have a lineup of Yitzchak opposite Rivka, related badafka to tefillah. That's all talking about all aspects of praising Hashem and glorifying Hashem in tefillah. Kemuva, as is brought, that the names Yitzchak, Sheharoshe Tevois, Heim Yitzchak, Rivka. The first letters of those words over there spell the word Yitzchak and Rivka. Kishom tzrichim beyoiser lehizgaber lichlol toiru tefillah yachad. Shem Yitzchak v'Rivka kanal. Because that's the main place where you need to combine Torah and tefillah, is when you're dealing with Yitzchak and Rivka. When you're dealing with Yitzchak, who represents Super Midah Sadin, there it's most important to have that tefillah as the Hamtoka. V'alkein Yitzchak merumas b'roshei tevois yeshorim tzadikim chasidim kedoshim. That's why the word Yitzchak is hinted to in the first letters of those words there. Shehem bechinas klal hatzadikim v'hayireim mekayimei haTorah. Those are all the different names that you would give to tzadikim who fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shal shem ze nikroim b'shem yeshorim v'tzadikim. That's how they get the title Yoshor. Yashrus comes from the Torah. The Torah teaches you Yashrus, the path of the smooth path of the Torah. Or Tzadik comes from the Torah. Hainu b'chinas Torah, shezel b'chinas Yitzchok. Avol Rivka merumezes b'roshei tevois tisroimem tisborech tiskadosh tishalel shehem roshei tevois Rivka ki elu hatevois tisroimem tisborach heim b'chinas klal hatfila. Because the words that are used that have Rivka's name in them, the third letters of each one of those four words, tisborech, tiskadesh, tishalol, tisroimem, tisborech, tiskadosh, and tishalol, those four words represent all the different aspects of tefillah. Bechinas Rivka, bechinas isha yiras Hashem hi tishalol. As we learned earlier, that the woman is the symbol of tefillah. The man is the symbol of Torah. The woman is the symbol of tefillah. Veze shemuva sheyitzchak Rivka heim bigimatria tovkuf tesvov. A bigimatria, the word tefillah. We learned before in Mishnah Berurah about Moshe Yosef David bigimatria tefillah. Yitzchak plus Rivka is bigimatria tefillah. Shehu Yitzchak ki tefillah bigimatria kemashikosu b'yalkot haruveni lefi darkoi. The Yalkot haruveni quotes this related to something that he's referring to over there in the Medrash. Hainu ki tefillah bigimatria tov kuf tezvov. Shehu Yitzchak v'Rivka kanal. Ki shom ikra hatefillah lahamtig gevurois Yitzchak. Because that's the main purpose for tefillah, which is to sweeten the gevurah of Yitzchak. So that here again, when a person learns Torah, a Jew, especially a Baal Teshuva, who's starting to learn Torah, he's entering into a bechina of din. It's all din and mishpat, and that's why very often as a result of learning, he wants a machine gun. Give me a machine gun so I can go back and kill all my old friends. Why? Because I just learned that they're all Rishon. Wipe them all out. And unless he has a lot of tefillah, unless he has the derech of Rabbein Azal, where there's no such thing as Torah without tefillah, the tefillah is what's mamtik the gevura, the Torah. Just like you have the case of the greatest tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his son, who learned Torah with intensity for 13 years straight. They came out of the cave, machine gun style. Anything they looked, wipe out. Hashem said, that's what you think I wanted? That's the purpose of a tzaddik? Go back in and fix. They went back in for another year, and that year was the sweetening of the din. That year, they knows that because this is how it starts. It seems that you have to start from the bottom. You start from Malchus. Malchus is Dina de Malchus Adina. You have to start from Torah in a certain sense. But then the trick is to be mamtik that din. That din is dangerous. That din could be destructive unless you sweeten it.
Did they spend a year in tefillah? Is that what happened?
Even if they didn't spend it in tefillah, whatever they were doing, that year gave him the ability to cushion the blow, to pull the punch, not to kill. where their fire shouldn't be a destructive fire, it should be a bracha. And even there, the Gemara says that wherever Rabbi Elazar looked and destroyed, Rabbi Shimon looked and cured. You see that the greater tzaddik is the one who sweetens the din. That's always, always the rule.
We have here b'fi, b'sifte, b'lshon, b'beker. The mouth,
the lips.
The lips is netzach and tzad. The lashon is the b'lshon is the teferet.
Yesoid.
And b'ker is the deepest. It goes in from the mouth in. So that the kadoshim are the deepest level, because they've completely internalized. It's the care of kadoshim. It's like amazing. The whole thing is just
special.
Each word is.
Val?
I mean, I could think maybe it was the guy's name and his wife who composed the poem.
No. This is a remez to Yitzchok and Rivka.
It says kimuva. No, I mean, you'd never think that, but.
Kemuva b'kisvei Arizal. That's what he's talking about. As far as I know, that's what he's talking about. V'alkein, and this comes bedafke after nishmas. This is part of nishmas because nishmas is one of the places where a person draws the neshama yisera of Shabbos. V'alkein omrazal. This is why the Gemara says la'olam yehei odom zohir b'tfilas mincha. The Gemara does not say that about Shachris or about Mairiv. It says that a person should be extremely careful when it comes to Mincha. V'chein hizhiru b'yoyser sheloy la'achar tfilas Mincha. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara warns to be careful not to say Mincha too late, not to get involved with something and it ends up being too late for Mincha. K'may shekosav, as the Mishnah says in Masechet Shabbos, lo yeshiv odom l'fnei ha-sapor samach l'mincha. Person shouldn't go in to take a haircut around the time of Mincha and then it'll get too involved or the scissors will break and it'll end up sitting in the chair and missing out on, it'll get too late for Mincha. Shedaiko somoch lemincha hizhiru alze biyoiser kemuva bepoiskim. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's bedafka when it gets close to the time of Mincha that the Gemara put all of these extra warnings that it didn't put when it came to Mairev or it came to Shachris. Why? Because the davening of Mincha that we do nowadays corresponds to Yitzchok Avinu, who is the one who established the Tefillah of Mincha. K'mayisham Razal, as the Gemara says, K'mayisham Kosov, Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode, Lifnoi Zerev, it says over there. That in the afternoon, Yitzchok Avinu went out to Losuach. Losuach means to speak in the fields. What was he doing? The Gemara says, from there we learn out that he was misaking Tfilas Mincha. Al kein oz tzrichin li zoher beyoyser lehispalel. Therefore, that's the time that a person has to have extra zehirus when it comes to Tfila at Mincha time, by Yitzchak's section. V'sheloi la'achro levato lechas Hashem. Not to delay the Tfilas Mincha, you know, for any excuse, chas v'sholem. Because that's the time when you need extra, extra power in the tefillah. More so than Shachris and Mairiv. Machmashu b'chinas gevurois Yitzchok, b'chinas mishpat. Because of the fact that it represents the gevura of Yitzchok, which is mishpat, she'ikar hamtokosoy al yidei ha'tefillah, which we showed before that the main hamtokas adin comes through tefillah. Tefillah synonymous with tzedakah. B'chinas tzedakah v'kanal. V'al kein, oz, kishayotzo Yitzchok l'suach basode, oz daikon is damnoloi rifka b'tfilosoy. This is why when Yitzchok Avinu went out to speak in the field, that was when he looked in the distance and he saw Rifka coming towards him in his tefillah. He was davening and he saw Rifka coming towards him riding on the
camels.
K'may shekosu shom b'parsha, as is written over there in the Chumash, ki Rivka b'chinas tefillah. Because she is the symbol of the tefillah, which is mamtik the Torah, mamtik the mishpat, the din, which Yitzchok Avinu represented. So therefore, when Yitzchok opened his mouth in tefillah, we see immediately Rivka came towards him.
She gets down. He was answering.
Exactly.
He was doing his study too.
Of course. What else? What else would he be doing in the field?
First
learning Baba Kama?
Suvah. From the Jerusalem forest.
V'alkein kol ma sheroye ha'odom shehadinim sheim b'chinas hisgabru sayetzer misgabru la b'yoyser. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, now let's get back to us. Therefore, whenever a Jew sees that the midas hadin is being misgaber against him, against us, which means the yetzer hara, because the yetzer hara is the midas hadin inside of us. The Gemara says there's a pasuk, leiv chacham liyaminoi v'leiv ksil lismoiloi, that an intelligent person favors the right side of his heart, a fool favors the left side of his heart, which means on the right you have the yetzer toiv, on the left you have the yetzer hara. So the yetzer hara represents the left side, midas hadin. So when a Jew sees that his yetzer hara is getting the best of him, that the midas hadin, this yitzchok, this gevura is being misgaber, who daiko tzorech lehizgaber laharbois ulahavtzer betfila v'osor yoyser v'yoyser. That person has to really, really turn it on and pour it on in terms of tons of tefila, kedei lahamtik ulevatel toikef hadinim v'kanal, in order to sweeten the midas, the power, the dim that's aimed against him, v'kanal, as we saw earlier. V'alkein ikar ha'hisboidedus shubchina sicha beinoy levein koinoy nemar etzel yitzchok b'yoyser. That's why the ultimate example of hisboidedus in the Torah is Yitzchok Avinu. K'may shekosu, v'yetze Yitzchok l'suach basode. Yitzchok Avinu is the one who went out to speak to Hashem in the field. Ki ikar hasicho v'hisboidedus hu lahamtik b'chinas mishpot v'hadin shel Yitzchok. Because the main purpose of hisboidedus, it is to sweeten the midas hadin, the mishpot, which represents Yitzchok Avinu, which means all of these things are included in midas hadin: lack of parnosa, lack of health, lack of brains, lack of mitzvah. Person feels the yetzer hara getting the best of them. They're doing more averos than mitzvahs. That means midas hadin. That's all midas hadin, because the main purpose of hisboidedus is this hamtokas hadin. That tefillah represents chesed. Tefillah is called in the Gemara Rachmi. The Gemara says by Elisha Novi that Sapronoli Hagdoilois Shosa Elisha, tell me of the miracles which Elisha Novi performed. And the Gemara says, Ve Elisha David, Barachmi Hu David. Everything Elisha did, he did with tefillah. The Aramaic word for tefillah is Rachmi, because tefillah is all chesed, 99%. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole chiddush, the tefillah bebechinas din, which is a separate issue. But typically, the concept of tefillah is a concept of chesed. Torah is a concept of din, mishpot, mishpatei Hashem emes, whereas tefillah is the concept of the chesed. In learning Torah is to know what's right and what's wrong, what I'm allowed to do, what I'm not allowed to do. Tefillah is, after I did what I'm not allowed to do, now what am I supposed to do? I can't go back and I have to pray for Hashem to have pity on me. That even if I don't deserve to be brought close, al pi mishpatei Torah, Hashem should activate the Oitzer Matnas Chinam and bring me close.